Heading over to Martinson Ag Risk Management, Randy Martinson.
Well, on a beautiful day like today, most farmers are busy, so, and I am too. And so I have not had a chance to look at the markets for a couple of hours. Last time I checked, we were in pretty good shape. Let's get the closing numbers now. Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management, how did we close?
You know, we closed pretty decent here today. Minneapolis wheat led the charge here today, which, you know, you don't say that term very often.
And, no.
But we did see a pretty good performance in the wheat markets. That's where the strength was. Corn and soybeans finished pretty decent as well. I mean, it wasn't at the highs of their session, but they did finish with some good strength. So all the way across the board, we saw a lot better performance than what we've been seeing here in the past.
Keep these 10, 11-cent gains going. Maybe some more farmers can afford to grow wheat.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and wheat actually kind of did it on its own, which is kind of nice to be able to see that. I mean, you know, corn and soybeans kind of took a little bit of a backseat to the wheat market today. You know, yesterday, of course, we had a little bit more strength in those markets because of the rumors of China coming in and buying U.S. Soybeans. You're still holding off before they come in to buy corn. But wheat market, I think because of the weather and because of concerns, we might not be able to see where the planted acres comes next week, depending on if we can get our government running again. But the expectation that wheat's got some favorable moves ahead of it, I think, kind of helped push that market today as well.
Excellent. All righty. South American weather, is that a factor in soybeans?
You know, it is. You know, we continue to hear about rains for Brazil, but those rains get to become spotty and a little less than expected. And we still are now looking at the kind of the middle planted soybeans are starting to get close to being ready to be harvested. And the dry conditions are causing some concerns about production with those. And we're also looking at the first crop of corn not faring as well. That also is helping to support the market.
Okie doke. All right. Any other, I guess, without, what do you think is going to happen next week as far as a government January report?
You know, if we can't get what they're talking about right now is if the government is not up and running by early, well, if we can't see something happen by Friday where the government gets back to back operating again by Monday, it's likely those reports for the 11th are going to be delayed, which, you know, we start running into issues then, whether they're going to be delayed or whether they won't be released at all. And that's kind of the concern that the market is paying attention to right now.
All right. Well, more anxiety. I guess we're used to that.
Exactly. And these are going to be important reports, too, because they're quarterly grain stocks, the final grain production estimates, winter wheat seedings, canola plantings. I mean, there's some big numbers that are coming out of this. So it would be they're fairly important, and it's going to be interesting how USDA handles that.
All right. Well, another reason why we need you to tell us what's happening. So give us the numbers here at the end of the day.
All right, we saw Minneapolis wheat for March finish up 11 and a quarter cents, finishing at 565 and a quarter. New crop September up 9 3/4 at 584 and 3/4. Over in Chicago, March up 7 1/4 cents at 514. Kansas City up 11 at 503 1/2. Over in the corn market, corn's finishing up 4 1/2 to at 380 1/4 in March. New crop December up 2 1/2 at $4 3/4. In soybeans, where March is up 3 1/2 cents, finishing at 910 1/2. New crop November up 3 1/4 at 947. Soybean meal for March finishing up $1.40 right now at 316.30. And canola in the March contract is up 30 cents at 489.10.
And on the livestock side, how did we finish there, Randy?
Well, we struggled in the livestock side of things here today. Improving weather, the idea that we're going to start getting cattle movement, or at least be able to get cattle start moving to the Packers. Packers are short bought, they need to buy, but the expectation of cattle coming put a little pressure on the market here today, and the higher grains pressured the feeder cattle. Live cattle for February down 32 cents, finishing at 123.20. Feeder cattle for January down $1.60 at 146.35. March down $1.67 at 144.27. Hogs, they finished a little bit better today. February up 70 cents at 62.40. As far as the outside markets are concerned, energies have been all over the board. Now it's they're rallying a little bit into the close. Right now, March is up 48 cents at 47.34. Over to metals, gold is currently trading $9.80 higher at $1,294 an ounce. And when we look at the financials, the dollar is down almost 0.5 cent at 95.91. Well, the Dow Jones is struggling today. It's down 520 points at 22,806.
Well, again, these are troubled times, so how do producers get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 701-205-4200 or catch us on the web at martinsonegg.com, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, and thanks for your keen insight, Randy. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.